We continue our summer reading series today with singer-songwriter Amy Mann. In the 1980s, she fronted the pop group Till Tuesday. Her haunting ballad Save Me from the 1999 film Magnolia earned her an Academy Award nomination. Before she kicked off her summer concert tour, she went to NPR West to talk to us about the kind of book she'll pick up before leaving town.
First of all, it can't be, like, too fluffy, because then you'll race right through it. I mean, it, like, has to be something you look forward to that can be an antidote to the exhaustion that you often get. I mean, it can be very lonely on the road and very stressful. You don't really want to start some really deep, serious, depressing novel and find yourself in Poughkeepsie late at night, entering a state of total despair.
Once she finds a reliably entertaining author, Mann fills her suitcase with books without fear of being disappointed or depressed. She often packs novels by Don Powell, Graham Greene, or Paul Theroux. Greene's The End of the Affair and Theroux's My Secret History are repeat reads for her, although she doesn't always remember their plot lines.
It's more the writing, and I almost don't care what the plot is. I mean, I sort of like just to be in the world of the style of writing. Like, it's very reassuring.
Mann has been taking private boxing lessons, so she's been reading about the sport. Her favorites include The Professional by W.C. Hinds, a 1958 novel about a middleweight contender, On Boxing, an essay collection by Joyce Carol Oates, and Shadowbox, in which George Plimpton chronicles his training for an exhibition bout with light heavyweight champion Archie Moore.
You know, I can guarantee there'll be a few boxing metaphors in my in upcoming songs. I mean, that seems like it would be a miracle if I miss out on that, just because it's in my mind so much. And anytime you do anything or read about anything a lot, that becomes a metaphor. The boxing metaphors sort of come up in my mind all the time and apply to other situations. Come on and save me, but don't you save
Singer-songwriter Amy Mann is currently on tour in the U.S. Tonight she performs at the Theater of Living Arts in Philadelphia, and later this week at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn, New York. To learn more about our summer reading series, visit the books page at npr.org. They could never love anyone except the freaks who could never love anyone.